I think the room that we're in the tight end room, is a good group of guys that work very hard every single day and come with a great attitude. And I think you're seeing that, you know, every week in practice, and you're seeing that every week in the games. And then that's their mentality. And if they continue that, they'll keep getting better.
Why do you think they've been involved more than years past?
I think the big thing is, you know, any quarterback goes through, you know, reads, and that's how things dictate themselves. Whether the ball's going here or there is not something that we think about, you know, from our position group or anything. It's just about when the ball comes your way, make the play. And I think if you look at the consistency, especially of CJ over his career, when the ball has come his way, he's made the play, whether that's 3 years ago or you know, now, and hopefully he continues to do that, you know, and, you know, that's, he's making good on his opportunities.
In training camp, you admitted, and everybody knew, you wanted to get the ball more to the tight ends, and that was a good theory, but it's actually panned out that way. I mean, how satisfying is it? Hey, it's working.
We got a great room, so I'm really happy for those guys because I watch what they do on a daily basis, and I see how hard they work. I mean, the great thing about our group is they come every day and they have mirrors, and they know what they need to work on. And they've all made a commitment since the day I got here 3 years ago to work on the things that they need to work on. And that's a credit to them because, you know, they're not afraid to have someone like myself or anybody else point out that this is something you need to work on. They have pride, and you see that pride every single day. And I'm very fortunate that I have the opportunity to work with the guys I have to work with. And
CJ, somehow you always wanted to be more of an all-around tight end. Where have you seen him make those strides?
Well, he came here, you know, we laugh all the time. I mean, he blocked every single day at Iowa. So how much could I make him better at those things is you know, it's all relative. Again, he's someone who's looked at the things. And I think the one thing he's improved on in the pass game was something he made a commitment to in the spring was understanding coverages, understanding how I need to release here versus this technique that's on my head. And those are things, again, I think it's very important to understand that when you're going to get better at anything, you have to have mirrors. And he knows that this is something I'm good at, and this is something I need to work on. And when your pride comes through, that's what you're seeing, is a guy who's committed to being the best that he can be at whatever we ask him to do.
Along those lines, CJ said he did yoga, he ate right, he exercised a bunch, he did a lot of things.
Yeah, I think, again, you're looking at something like when we evaluated things in the past, you know, his flexibility, his athleticism, because he's a tremendous athlete for a guy his size, but his flexibility and those things, were he committed himself to that. And, again, I'm very lucky and very fortunate to have the opportunity to work with him and the other guys as well. I mean, you watch Ryan Griffin, who's been traditionally a pass-catching, receiving type tight end for us. He's committed to making blocks and has done a tremendous job. Again, he's a guy that knew, and he's not afraid when someone points something out to him, he's not afraid to work on that. You see him before practice hitting the sled, doing those little things. It's all about the details, and these guys are detail-oriented players, and, like I said, I'm very fortunate to have the opportunity to work with them.
Did y'all guys go to CJ at the end of that last season, or is this something that he was just like, I need to improve?
These are constant evaluations. We do it on a daily basis. You know, we do our after-game reactions. We look at what we're doing, how we're doing, what we need to work on. Every week I give him a list of things that, hey, these are the things you did well. These are the things we need to work on. And like I said, then you see their kind of pride comes through because they work on the things they need to work on.